Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Inside men do bugs. I met Dude Beach. Immature mouse beheaded dog. What else? IMDBs. These are all acronyms for IMDB.
Addle, these are all acronyms for IMDB. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it true? Initially,
is Addle on the phone?
Oh, sorry. I'm trying to order food.
Oh, God. That guy's got a hefty appetite there.
How long until my immature mouse arrives?
We were just talking before we started recording today's episode, which is a return of the IMDb. I believe this game was called IMDb Fokker, Can You Milk Me? Does that sound familiar to anyone?
That sounds about right.
That sounds like something we did 5 years ago on the show.
I can't remember playing it not, like, I remember playing it when we used to record in person and never after that.
JBC, can I ask, since this is the return of said game,
yes.
Can we call this Montel Jordan Presents? The return of the I am Fokker, Can You Milk Me?
I mean, I think we can colloquially call it that. I don't feel comfortable titling the episode that in case like Montel Jordan is like a listener or litigious in any way.
No, he is. Both.
But yeah, he's both. He's a very litigious listener. And, you know, we were talking before the recording, and I said, I wrote this game out. I got all the prompts for the game, and then I was like, I don't think I remember how to play this game, but that's okay. We're all doing our best.
We're all adults here to have fun.
2022, the year of our Lord. I think the way that IMDb Fokker Can You Milk Me goes, and listeners, keen-eared listeners, if you remember, if you have been with us, I think it's been like 2 years since we've done this. If you've been with us that long, you'll know how the game is played. I have a list of actors here, and what I've done is I have grabbed from IMDb, the movie database website, I have grabbed their first, like, movie role. I try not to do, like, TV movie. I try to do, like, actual theatrical movie release. And I grabbed their first movie role and the person's name and character name from that movie. And then you guys, I'm going to give that to you, and then you guys have to guess what the movie was about. And whoever, I guess it's not really a contest of whoever does a better job, but whichever one I want to see explored more, I will have you pitch a scene from that movie, and then we'll act out a scene from that movie. That sounds about right, correct?
That sounds
right-ish.
You're asking the wrong gal.
That's true.
I am not a fan of the show. I don't listen. So.
Oh, whoop. We have Molly Keefe on. Molly, can you get Aaron?
Ah, shoot. Oh, yeah. Okay. Aaron? What? Your friends want to record a podcast. Tell them I'm dead.
Friends?
I love that.
Never mind. I'm here.
I love how that's how she describes her job. My friends want to record a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, this is our livelihood.
Mm-mm.
I did recently go to my dad's 70th birthday party, and I was seeing a lot of cousins and like family members that I hadn't seen in a long time. And
nice,
a lot of them...
you're seeing a lot of cousins? Okay, my
Ooh,
man.
Yeah. I also saw a cousin that, like, weirdly, we look very similar now, but he's married to my cousin, so it's like... He's not like a family member of mine.
Whoa.
But someone came up to us and they were like, "Are you guys?" It was like a cousin of my dad, so like a person that we just don't see very often. And they were like, "Are you guys brothers?" And we looked at each other. And we're like, "Huh? I guess we do look very similar, but we both don't really look like anyone else in my family." So it was very strange. And by that I mean we both had crazy looking beards.
Well, anyone can have that. They don't have to be related to you.
That's true. Yeah. And anyone with a crazy-looking beard is your cousin. So go up and say, hello, cousin, to them on the street.
And then put some gum in their beard and say, I'll be back for this later.
I'll be back for this later. Today's IMDb game is going to be variations on a theme because I thought I would spice this up. A lot of times when we play this game, who knows if this is actually true, we get big name celebrities. We go to back to their first movies. But this one, I thought, why don't we do character actors?
Okay.
And then I thought, what is a character actor? What would you describe like the definition of like a character actor as?
I would say it's like the anti-Tom Cruise, that they sort of disappear into the characters they play, and you sometimes forget it's them because they play such a varied array of people and not just the same type over and over.
I think that is a great definition.
I'd also say, because there's character actors, like I think his name is Dylan Baker is in a ton of stuff, or even like, I feel like there's also, character actor can also be applied to people who play the same type of character over and over. Like they fill a certain role and it's usually a small supporting part. And so you don't always know their name, but you're like, I know that guy. But I feel like Dylan Baker, if I'm thinking of the right person, I feel like he doesn't have a ton of range. He's just always that type of person.
Interesting. So there's a difference between that. Like there's like the, I always like to say it's the Dennis Farina type who was a Chicago cop at one point.
Yeah.
And then he just got cast as cops for the rest of like his career. He was only like I think the type of actor that only plays cops, it's like you have a cop look to you. We can't have you play anything else. Like you have to play a cop.
And he has one of the best lines in cinematic history, which is in Snatch when he goes through everything he goes through, and then he's at customs and they go, anything to declare? And he goes, don't go to fucking England.
Yeah. I recently was watching another Guy Ritchie movie that I don't think I'd ever even heard of, called Rock and Rolla before. And I was like, man, Guy Ritchie certainly did a couple of good movies. Like he did his
thing. What year did that come out?
Daniel Craig and Tom Hardy, I think?
Yeah, it was like post-Snatch. There's a lot of like gay jokes that don't age well.
Uh-oh.
2007, maybe?
It had an amazing cast, but none of it made any fucking sense. I think we watched it for like an hour, and I turned to Mariah and go, do you have any idea what the fuck is going on or what the movie's about yet? And it was it felt like he wrote like Lock, Stock, and then everything else just went to his head, and he was like, I don't know how these disparate parts work anymore, but let's just put a lot of people in this movie. Anyway. Character actors aside, I've got four, I think, and you both gave kind of like different definitions of character actor, but I actually think that they both work pretty well for what like a character actor is. I think it could be kind of both sides of that coin. So I have four character actors that I've prepared today, and you can let me know if you think that these are good representations. But the first one that we're going to start with is Octavia Spencer. What do you think? Octavia Spencer, character actor?
I don't think I would.
Okay. How would you classify Octavia Spencer then? More like leading lady?
I think she's a leading lady. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She seems like, I guess she, this feels right on the line for me, and I love that you asked this. Let's see.
I did go through a significant amount of Octavia Spencer's IMDb, and there was a lot of like supporting roles in there. But I don't necessarily think you could be right. Like supporting role doesn't necessarily make you a character actor.
She doesn't like disappear. Like she just she's a great actress, and I feel like she changes things up for her roles, but it doesn't feel as like I always sort of know it's her.
Yeah, okay, you know? That makes sense. Octavia Spencer, also, by the way, 140 credits on IMDb. Not all of those movies, but that's a lot of credits.
I was going to say 140 years old, and I was like, what is her secret?
Great looking skin for a 140-year-old. And it's a tough town for a 140-year-old lady.
1, 2, 3, 4, hey, riddle, riddles, clue, crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.